Pro-Palestine advocates set up encampment at the U of G. Those who have set up an encampment at the University of Guelph is calling for the university to stop military-related investments in Israel. It is one of many encampments of its kind being set up on campuses across the continent. Read full story here. Shame on you, Minto counselor blasts those seeking neutral public spaces. A group of residents is calling for a neutral public space bylaw, stating banners and decorations shouldn't support political, social, religious or commercial entities. But some counselors are unsure their goal is something the town can or wants to achieve. Read full story here. Royal City Science proposes science center for Paslinch gravel pit. A new science center is being proposed by Royal City Science, with the goal of making it a must-visit tourism destination for this end of the province. Read full story here. Retiring South Scott Stewart is ready for new adventures in Alberta. Scott Stewart is stepping away from the role he has held since 2019, with his last day in the office June 21. He is retiring and starting a new life on a 3-acre property with his wife. Read full story here. Former Bishop Mac student is University of Guelph's first McCall McBain scholar. Madison Hughes will use the scholarship to start a fully funded course-based master's program in public health at McGill University this fall. Read full story here. Guelph hairstylist wins first place at international hair competition. Julio Rodriguez of Valentini Hair Design came out on top in two categories at the International Beauty Industry Awards. Read full story here. Guelph rugby standout excited to represent Canada. Olivia Sarabora, a John F. Ross graduate playing with the University of British Columbia, has been chosen to play on Canada's women's rugby sevens team at the FISU World University Championships in France next month. Read full story here.